welcome back to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad Noah, and every week for I think exactly 5 years now, we've been sitting on my bed and having a conversation about something we want to talk about. This week, we're going to talk about the science fair. So, for my school, our science fair is in May, and how it works is you don't choose just whatever you want to do. It's not individual, like the things you see in TV shows where everyone makes the volcano and it always explodes. It's where you have an investigative question that you can choose with your group. And
about instead of saying you, we say we. Mm-hmm.
That we choose in with our groups. Mm-hmm. With our groups. And we choose the question and we make data tables or physical examples depending on what your question is. And then we have a poster board, and I mean, this is my first year at this school, but from what I've seen, it's pretty cool.
What were some of the prompts that the teacher gave you all?
I only really looked for mine because we kind of knew what we were doing a little before, but...
Was yours on the list?
Kinda. Not really.
Okay.
It kind of half was.
Okay. So
kinda
what's...
Kind of changed part.
So explain what's yours.
Technically, our question that we chose from the list was, it was something about food substitutes. But we wanted to do something with making a food a little healthier that we all love, which is brownies.
Okay.
So we had off of school on Friday, so my two friends who I'm doing it with came over, and we baked 4 batches of brownies. The first one was an original to compare it to.
A what?
An original brownie to compare the others
like the
to.
Traditional brownie recipe. Got it. Which has what in it?
Eggs, butter, which is what we substituted, cocoa powder, flour, sugar,
okay,
baking soda, all the salt, mm-hmm, vanilla extract. That was pretty much it.
Okay.
I think I might be missing something, but that doesn't matter. And so our substitute was butter. So in the next one, we did mashed avocado instead of butter, and it was 1/2 cup of butter, so we did 1/2 cup of avocado, and then the next one was 1/2 cup, and then the last one was 3/8. Yeah.
Why?
It was just something with, like, if you measured it. It was something with how you measured it.
Okay, so what were your other substitutes?
I forget which one was 3/8. So,
okay,
but
what were your other substitutes?
Our other substitutes were pumpkin puree and applesauce.
Now, what makes those healthier?
They don't...
What makes pumpkin puree healthier?
Well, butter, a lot of times, has a lot of oil in it, and that's why I use butter for the oil instead of just using oil, and it's just unnecessary sometimes just to have all of that in a brownie.
And higher in cholesterol.
Higher in cholesterol.
And bad fats.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, these are some healthier...
These are things you should write down, too. Like, why are we substituting butter?
These are some healthier options that we thought, even if it was just a small ingredient, could help a little.
Okay.
Even though the brownies aren't going to be healthy. They're still sugar. They're not healthy brownies.
Right.
They're just a tiny bit better for you, you know? And what we wanted, so we recorded our data, and I'll share a little bit of it with you. We thought closest to the original brownie was the avocado.
Based on what?
Based on comparing it to the original. Based on taste, texture, and overall.
Okay. Taste.
It was very tasty. Next.
We called those the guacamole brownies.
Yes. He's the only one that calls them that. Next is the pumpkin brownies. And those were pretty close. I thought they were okay. I tasted a little bit of pumpkin in them, which took away from a little bit of the chocolate for me. But
I like those a lot.
And then the last was the applesauce. So the recipe called for 25 minutes baking. I think that the avocado, well, the regular ones took 25 minutes. The next ones took 30, and then the next ones took, I think, like 33. I think they both took like 30, and the other ones, the applesauce ones, took 40 minutes. Those, like, would not bake at all. The applesauce added so much water into them, and that was definitely something I learned.
Mm-hmm.
Was because I knew, like, you shouldn't substitute anything for water. Milk for water, because that's something that people told us not to do. which we weren't going to do anyway. But there wasn't even milk in these. But some people were saying, don't do milk for water.
Who are some of these people?
Like people in my class who we were telling about our science fair project. They were like, don't do milk for water. Won't work. I've tried that before.
Okay.
Terrible. But I think this was like the equivalent. For melted butter, you use applesauce. Applesauce was so watery. Mm-hmm. And you could like taste it in the brownie.
Do you think
so? That's something that we found out didn't work. But some things we did find out were pumpkin puree and avocado.
Do you think if you used less applesauce, it would have worked?
I think you would still have tasted it.
Well, yeah, probably.
And if it just wouldn't have been
as good.
But
do you think it would have baked better or not?
I don't know if the batter would have been too thick.
Or maybe a little bit less. Maybe have taken, used that applesauce for and the butter.
Well, there wasn't even water in there.
Oh, so then what we were talking about before with milk and water.
Yeah, well, some people were saying if there's milk in the recipe, don't substitute the milk for water.
Oh.
But, wait, I lost my train of thought there.
Something about the applesauce.
Yeah, the applesauce, I think it would have been better if you have the recipe because you would have been using, like, 1/8.
Okay.
I think that's what it was.
So, I wasn't home for this. You girls did this yourselves. I mean, Mom had gotten you the
ingredients.
And laid things out for you, and the three of you just baked yourselves.
Yeah.
So how'd it go working together?
I think it worked pretty well. There were some little bumps, but I mean that's expected.
Yeah.
But it was good.
So you communicated, all of you communicated effectively together?
Yes, we definitely did.
Good. Why did you, what about this food science is interesting?
Food science is definitely a part of our lives that we don't notice, is what we all, like, I shouldn't say like, that we all notice in our group, but that doesn't get enough, we don't think about it. We don't think about these substitutes and where they come from, that people actually have to try these to figure them out, or the field of food science is trying to make our food healthier sometimes, or stuff like that. And we wanted to try something on our own to see if we could figure something out,
mm-hmm.
what works, what doesn't. And for the science fair, we also have to write paragraphs. Mine's going to be on why it isn't important that we have food scientists.
What are some of your early thoughts on that?
I started a little bit of research. I really haven't started that much.
Okay. But why is it important to you?
Why is
food science important to you?
Well, if I'm looking at a recipe, or if I'm just looking at ingredients, maybe something I don't want to add, or mom's vegan, so mm-hmm. we definitely substitute some things sometimes, or if we don't have something, or we don't want to add a cup of oil,
mm-hmm.
what else can we do? Or how can we make it better for us, mm-hmm. other people?
Yeah, and I think food science is also interesting about how things are grown
chemically, how they work together.
How things are grown these days, what soy products are made, and how they try to mimic what meat might taste like, chicken, fish, etc. I think that part of the food science process is pretty fascinating. How they can, these days, so many food scientists work with companies about working on the texture and the taste of food substitutes.
It's something like that was important in these brownies was, does it still taste like the brownie, but does it feel like a brownie? The first one was a little crack, had a little crack on top. I think it was a little more cakey than I thought it would come out.
The traditional one?
The traditional, but it did have that little bit of like gooey browniness.
Gooey browniness. Now you're sounding like one of those gooey food browniness. Judges.
Yeah. It did. It was just like, it had a little bit of brownie, when you think of like a brownie.
I know what you mean.
And we were kind of comparing to do these accomplish that taste, texture. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, when is this due?
May.
Okay.
Did you have a science fair?
I don't ever remember participating in a science fair. I remember one year, I think it was fourth grade, we had to invent something.
What'd you invent?
I invented and we had to build it. So I invented a putter, golf putter.
Yeah.
That would grow with you as you got taller. So, and I made it out
and
of...
And it was like, you could like pull it up basically.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it was made, I made it out of paper towel rolls,
yeah.
The handle. So it just, you could collapse it and expand it. And then I think I remember Grandpa saying, it's a good idea, but, and I remember saying like, well, how come this hasn't been invented yet? He said, well, the golf companies, the manufacturing companies
want you to keep buying other ones. So they get no business. Right. Maybe like a one-time part.
But maybe someone now on the outside
should still invent it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But maybe because there's so much new technology in sports equipment all the time, or maybe it's a putter that you could do that with, but also change out the
bottom,
the head.
Yeah, or it could tell you. You could have like a smart one,
mm-hmm.
where it would have a little screen somewhere. I don't know, but you could quote unquote download a golf course. It could tell you how far it is, and maybe how it knows how hard you would hit it. So it can tell you, like, estimated for you.
If you're punting?
Yeah.
So, like, how far?
How far? I don't know. I don't watch golf.
Maybe, like, a personal caddy type thing. It'd tell you where to hit it on the green.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe. That could be interesting.
I don't know. I don't know golf, but
yeah. Yeah. That's an interesting idea. All right, yeah, but that's... I don't ever remember participating in a science fair. I know it wasn't...
Do you have one?
We didn't have...
Like, they didn't have to participate. It wasn't mandatory, but, like...
We must have had one in junior high or high school. We must have. But I don't think I participated. Yeah. I don't think. Okay. But I'm glad you are. Yes. And that's a different type of idea. Any idea what some of the other ones are in class? Volcanoes?
No.
Oh, good.
You can't do a volcano. You have to do an investigative question.
Okay.
I honestly don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, you can report back.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
You'll be there. Love you.